It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic, biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And looking at many of the events this year, first of all, if you'd have asked me back in the first couple of weeks of March what I had assumed about phenology, I would have said this is going to be the earliest spring ever. Well, it turns out that the weather has a way of slapping capricious people like me back into their place, their proper place. And I have been slapped back to my proper place. Looking at many, many, many events over the past week, and events are really taking place fast now. If you're interested in phenology, this is a perfect time of year to start writing in your calendar just to keep up with what's happening. If you break it out, looking at trees, the tamaracks have broken bud. And if you have, I have one that's on high ground that is in the middle of a field, and it is sort of leading the way. This tamarack is a bit ahead of the other tamaracks, but it has green buds, leaf buds coming open. It has female flowers and male pollen cones both coming open, not yet mature, but definitely coming along. And they are within a day or two of the average for this year. And that was, I think, the 14th that I had those notes. And I think it's the 16th that is the average for that event. If you're watching the aspens, the trembling aspens, if you're watching an aspen and nothing's happening, it's probably a balsam poplar or a big tooth aspen. But if you're watching the trembling aspens, the male flowers began to drop yesterday. And that was the sixth earliest in the 28 years that I have records for male catkins falling from the trees, but not the earliest by any means, and really only a few days off of the average. We are really, really close to the average for that event. And if you're watching them, if you're looking at the aspens, you're probably seeing these great clouds of gray that kind of are suspended amongst the aspen branches. In most cases, those are the males. When I was looking at the females yesterday and the day before, those flowers are half or less the size of the flowers on the males. They look the same. They're fuzzy gray catkins. They're just not as big. The males are fully distended. I was away for about a week, and when I left, the male flowers had not yet bloomed. When I got back, they were done blooming. They had spread their pollen, and those of you with hay fever probably already knew that. But the trembling aspen right now, their male flowers are spent, and those are going to be falling out of the trees, so you will see them laying on the roads like big furry caterpillars. Big tooth aspen, the cousin to the trembling aspen, has broken its buds. The first furry buds of the big tooth aspen are out. They are like a half inch long at my house, so they're just getting started. And typically in an average year, the big tooth aspen lag behind the trembling aspen by about 3 weeks. So we will keep you apprised of that. Pussy willows, if you're watching pussy willows, I have a male and female that grow side by side. And a few days ago, the pussy willows were at the beginning of their flowering. And yesterday I found more in flower, but not all of the flowers have opened yet. So I would caution you, if you're looking at pussy willows, the male flowers are going to be yellow. The female flowers on mine are green, but sometimes they can they can be rather than green, they can be yellow, pale yellow, or they can be kind of red sometimes. It depends on the species, I think. But if you're watching the pussy willows, you're going to see that they're changing right now and getting ready for their pollination. And consonant with that, and this is something that I've noticed in the past, I was talking to Jim and Maren Hagen yesterday. They were bike riding up by the bog where I was working, and they told me that they saw a spring azure butterfly this past Friday, I think it was. And the spring azure is that little blue butterfly that you only see for about 7 or 8 days every spring, and then it's gone. There are some other little blue butterflies that you might see during the summertime, but the spring azure is very ephemeral, and it's out now and will be gone in a week. So, and that usually happens about the same time that the pussy willows come to flower, and that coordination is important for the pussy willows because they need to get their nourishment when the flowers are there, and so there's nectar and pollen available for those little butterflies to get their work done. The red maples in my yard are approaching their peak of bloom. They began to bloom this year on the 12th, and the average is the 20th, so they were 7 days early this year. Last year, they were 2 weeks late. The year before that, 2.5 weeks late. They are April 20th is their average for their first bloom, and they began to bloom a little bit early this year. The earliest I ever had maple flowers was the 24th of March in 2012. And of course, for those of you that listen a lot, the very latest I had them was 18 days late on the 8th of May in 2013. So 2012 and 13 remain as my bookmarks for the most part. I looked at Nanny berry, the buds are breaking. Red elderberry, if you have a red elderberry, they have opposite buds, and the buds are big. Look at the end of your, I don't know, probably one of your fingers, unless you have really, really big hands. If you take the last half inch of your finger, that's about the size of the bud on the red elderberries. And there's a leaf there that's kind of curled around the flower bud. And that leaf is starting to unfold. At my house, I can see the petioles of those leaves. And that means that it's beyond bud burst. Bud burst is when the scales kind of pull back and you can see down inside that there's a leaf in there and a flower. But in this case, the leaves have, the bud burst has occurred already and the leaves are beginning to emerge. So we'll see what they do when they encounter the cold weather that's coming very soon. There's a little plant out there called fly honeysuckle, Canada fly honeysuckle. It has twin yellow flowers on it when it blooms. It hasn't bloomed yet, but the buds are there. The leaves are starting to show. The thing that makes the fly honeysuckle easy to see is that among the plants that are going to be showing up in the next couple of days, weeks, probably by the time we talk again, the fly honeysuckle is going to be green. It's going to leaf out. In the next few days, it's going to put out its leaves, and you will be able to spot that plant because it's going to be one of, besides the red elderberry, that's going to be the only thing out there that shows any sign of greenness early in the year. So if you are walking along in your woods and you see a bush, not a very tall bush, usually 5 feet or under, that has green leaves on it, go over and look at it, and you may find those twin yellow flowers that'll tell you that it's the fly honeysuckle. Raspberry has broken bud. Hazel, the beaked and American hazels are at their peak of flower. Actually, the pollen is gone. I whacked catkins yesterday on hazels for an hour just walking through the woods and didn't dislodge any pollen. So they are done pollen, done throwing pollen. But the flowers are, the female flowers are there. Now, the female flowers are tiny. They're like less than an eighth of an inch across. But what I found is that if you go out on a sunny day, and if you're out in the earlier morning hours or the later afternoon hours, and I don't mean like sunrise, sunset, I mean like 7, 8, 9 in the morning, about 5, 6, 7 at night, get the sun behind a hazel. And you will see the little flowers, the female flowers, just glowing in the sunlight. I showed my daughter and she goes, I would have never seen them if you hadn't pointed them out to me. But once you sort of get that eye for them, they are really, really just everywhere out there. Pagoda dogwood is breaking leaf bud. Among the birds that I've seen in the past week or so, flickers, juncos, trumpeter swans, sandhill cranes, bluebirds, eagle, barred owl, grouse are drumming, robins, tree swallows, I heard robins singing, common mergansers, kestrels, pine warblers, phoebes, ospreys, turkey vultures, whew, big long list of birds that have come back, and more every day, so keep an eye on them. The one note that I have in there that is kind of, I don't know how to take this, but my lake, Crooked Lake, normally has a pair of loons, just one pair because it's only a 70-acre lake, but they are not there yet. And I looked yesterday for probably 20 minutes. I sat down by the edge of the lake and looked very carefully and did not see a loon. I have not heard a loon on my lake, and I have not seen a loon on my lake. And whether they didn't make it back from the south this year or they've abandoned the lake because of the water quality, I don't know. But they're not there yet, and I will be watching and hoping as time passes. The bald eagles are definitely feeding young right now. Mom hasn't let me see the babies yet. Naturally, I'm, 40 feet below the nest, so it's a little hard to see something as small as a young eaglet. But Papa is bringing food to the nest steadily, so I know that there are some baby eagles up there, and I'm pretty excited about that. Wood frogs, spring peepers, and chorus frogs all began to sing. They all began to sing within a day or two of their average date, so pretty average, pretty normal. Lots of deer ticks. I've had three of them that have bitten me, and I have pulled off probably a dozen more. And my desk area is littered with little folded pieces of scotch tape with wood ticks stuck in the middle. And they are, I'll keep them there for a while, and then I'll put them in the firebox if I don't develop a disease from them. I'm hoping. Beyond that, morning cloak butterflies. My friend Ann Gapinski told me that she had seen her first ones back on the 5th of April. And that is a little bit early for me, but nonetheless, I know they're out. I saw some myself. Compton's butterflies are out. The spring azure that I mentioned. Infant moth. This is a small, like a 1-inch wide little butterfly-like thing that you're not going to see settle very often. It flies and flies and flies and doesn't seem to land very much, but it has a little splash of orange on its dark wings. And it is the infant moth. And finally, two notes, trailing arbutus and princess pine. Both are evergreen. And the only thing that I can imagine, well, first of all, in looking at them over the last couple of days, they are burned. They were caught in the cold and the surface leaves on them are burned. And I thought that it was some work that I had done to kind of rake away some of the leaf litter. But I found another patch. Actually, a friend of mine, Mark Williams, found another patch where the same thing happened to the patch that he was looking at that was completely untended. And there was just I think what happened in the case of both of these evergreens is that warm weather leading into that cold that we got set them up. They lost their cold hardiness because they're evergreen, so they're going to be green throughout the winter, and they take frost and snow and cold without changing anything. But at some point, they begin to photosynthesize and fill those plants with their tissues with fluids. And I think that they passed that point and they lost their cold hardiness because both of them are burned pretty severely. And if you have trailing arbutus or if you have princess pine, take a look at it. And if yours are burned as well, I suspect that the warm weather caused those plants to lose their cold hardiness. And then, bam, they got slapped back by some cold weather. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Boy, things are happening out there, so get out and start looking. You won't be sorry.
You can sign up for our Season Watch newsletter, find out more about nature. If you want to meet John, you can meet him this Saturday at the Iron Range Earth Fest. You can find more information on their website. We'll be talking with the executive director later this week, Missy Roach. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up on Friday after our announcement of the Grand Rapids River Fest lineup.